What about the job boards? Garrett asked me. Does that get my resume to market? I'm Jody Phillips. 10 recruiters have the same phishing lists, go to the same boards, but 9 of them come back with bass and only 1 comes back with a muskie. How does that happen? Marnie's a professional researcher plying the boards, ferreting out resumes for 3 headhunters. She says the more categories you post under, the more likely you're going to be found. So here's the tip. Post your resume under as many categories as you're realistically qualified for. In Garrett's case, he's a microbiologist, so he could post in veterinary, you know, in a shelter or in a lab that vets use. Or he could post in food sciences, a lab in a food company, you know, the guys who decide what goes in a box of mac and cheese. Or he could also post in a watchdog agency, the heroes who assure we don't get salmonella. Now, Garrett also grew a company specializing in medical books, so add manager and sales pro to his list. A word of caution, Garrett's highly qualified in all of the specialties he posted under. But what if he didn't have real sales experience? What if his wife managed their business? Well, when a recruiter figures out he's stretching his qualifications, self-same recruiter will get ticked off. So make sure there's no holes in your net. Throw it wide, and you'll be pulling opportunities into your bateau. I'm Jody Phillips.